Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Into hour number two here. Wide open telephones coming up. Washington Post suggests Bilderberg Group to pick Romney's running mate. What does that signify in the media that they're going that public after telling their readers it didn't exist for decades? Guess their deceptions don't work anymore. Too little, too late. Right-wing group slams HBO's Angry Boys for sexualizing children with girl sucking on bleep cup. I mean, and then the media is like, oh, those right wingers, they don't like, you know, 6-year-old kid doing sexual acts on TV. Oh, they're such squares. Oh, they're such squares. They're not into mutilation. Oh, they're such squares. They're not into being amputees. People are into having their arms and legs chopped off now. And the really trendy ones get both arms and legs chopped off, then live in a box, and you wear a diaper as an adult with your arms and legs chopped off. Thousands have it in the U.S. It's the ultimate in trendiness. And they told the Chinese empresses, they said, you are royal. You have to stay in this forbidden city. Next, your feet. It's very beautiful and vain to have small feet. Let us bind them so you can't walk. And we must feed you. You have to have long fingernails. And then they just became addled prisoners of the ruling class bureaucracy. And that's what they do now. They just tell women, you know, hey, you got to throw the men out of your house and hate them. It's trending. They're like, let's do it. And they come out and say, chop your arms and legs off. Everybody's like, hacking them off. Blood spraying. I love it. Trendy. Of course, they have lesser degrees of it. It's true. It's a big thing now. They even made a film about it a few years ago to get shot. So you go to the artist, and via free association, people are allowed to do it. And then they'll put like a 45 or 338, 357 up under your arm. And then shoot you. So you've got a big splatter wound in the back to look, you know, really tough when you're at the pool, man. Also, women are getting scars on their faces now to just show how tough they are. Just how into death they are. Don't worry. That's all just the preparation for the bioweapons to be released. You'll be dead enough soon. It'll be a rotting skull that you think so beautiful. You'll get what you want, probably. I'll go back to Mike in New York. Mike, what was your point here in the 2 minutes we've got left? What was the point you were raising about an evil garden?
Talking about your point, Alex, don't you know it's called Naughty America? I mean, it's the biggest porn production, and they hype on, you know, sweet lips, and this is okay, and it's great, and it's glamorous, and trying to attract young fellows and young gals into the industry. But I'm.
What happened to your evil garden?
Evil garden. 2 years ago, neighbors moved in and out next door, and they take down the fences, put up the fences, and the woods is close by. So woodchucks, in particular, are invading our property, our residential area. Okay, 1.5-acre lots and so on and so forth. And I'm growing all my vegetables, you know, in pots, raised pots.
So you're not allowed, let me guess, you're not allowed to kill the holy woodchucks?
Well, we tried every way we could to capture them with having heart traps and so on and so forth. And
just use a high-powered pellet gun. Your pea-brain neighbors will never know. So what happened?
Okay, so yeah, I thought about that and stuff, but first we call the law, and when, you know, a raccoon is sitting out in a Sunday afternoon, 11 o'clock.
See, I mean, you gotta call the police. That's what they've done. You gotta call the police for a raccoon?
Yeah, you gotta follow the law. That's what they got us trained to do. So anyways, a police officer comes out, who I've known. I went to elementary school.
Okay, listen, I gotta hear the end of the story, but you got 1 minute on the other side. I gotta hear about, you call the police for a raccoon. You know, that you can build a very inexpensive silencer for a 410 shotgun. We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're going to finish up with Mike here, a caller. If you just joined us, he's calling us from somewhere in New York. And they have woodchucks, raccoons invading their property. And I guess the police are saying you're not allowed to do anything to them. In fact, I've seen cases in New York, in the country, in a rural area. Remember, like 15 years ago, the guy he got arrested for killing a rat, and then it was such a big deal that he killed a rat that neighbors called the police on him, and he went to jail for animal cruelty. Now, remember, you can buy Decon rat killer all day, but he was arrested. Again, there's no law. You've got to take a vaccine, but more and more they're taking your kids. It's a lawlessness. So if you've got raccoons invading and getting in your trash can or eating your backyard garden, just get a high-powered pellet gun and start shooting. I mean, that's what I'd do. And I was joking about building a silencer. That's illegal. But they do have primitive silencers that you can use, you know, on a shotgun or something if you don't want to bother your neighbors. But obviously don't use a shotgun in the city. I mean, I've got a friend out in the country, and he's got a line of tires out in front of his little shooting bench. He lives in the country. He can shoot, you know, all day if he wants. But he doesn't like to bug his neighbors that are, you know, 10 acres over when he's shooting high-caliber, you know, guns that are really noisy. And for a long time, he shoots through the barrels at the target. And so looking at the scope, you don't even see the barrels around it. but it just dissipates the audio to an incredible level. In fact, my dad was out there at the mutual friend's house just a few months ago shooting and just said it was amazing that it was such a... But again, I digress with a factoid there. I mean, look, a Daisy Red Ryder that costs like $50, my children have got those, and they're incredibly accurate. I felt kind of bad the other day across the creek. It's about from my porch to across the little creek. It's probably about 50 yards. And there was a bird sitting up in a tree, and I was shooting, showing my son, you know, that he could shoot things that far away with it, but how to elevate, and I just knocked that bird right off its perch and killed it. I wasn't even trying to kill it. I was just trying to shoot in its general direction to make it fly. But a Red Ryder single pump will deal, won't kill it, probably won't even pierce the skin. The raccoon, you start lighting them up with that, they're not going to come around. You know, if you have fish ponds and they're coming in and eating your fish, it's time to, I mean, my parents have them invading their house when they, if they forget and don't close the dog door for their French bulldog. And my dad nicely goes in with a broom. And one time he had like, I think 14 of them in the house. Raccoons are really smart. And I said, listen, Dad, you got to start shooting them with a pellet gun. They think they run everything. You pull up, you walk up. Sometimes as it's getting dark, you see coons on the roof looking at you. My dad's like, oh, I kind of like them. I'll just restock the pond. So there's coons waiting around eating all his fish. That's why mountain lions eat people out in California, not in other states. Because in other states, they're hiding because they know you'll shoot them. Same thing with wolves or coyotes. Now coyotes are coming into built-up areas, and for the first time in over 100 years are killing people. It's always the same. A woman is walking at the park, runs, falls, five coyotes, chew her throat out. If you wouldn't have run from them, they wouldn't have thought you were a prey animal. We got mountain lions here. It was in one of the local papers just a few months ago that somebody had one of those deer feeder cameras out, motion cameras. And you know, there was that big old mountain lion. We got big ones around here. Those things are so scared of humans, and they should be. Because if I see one in my backyard, I'm going to shoot it. Because if I don't, they will kill my little children. They look like juicy, delectable treats to them. They need to learn that we're the dominant species. They're like roaches, and they're beautiful animals, but they're all over the place. They're not letting people kill polar bears up in Canada and Alaska in many areas. So they're now starting to kill people. They're coming into the towns. They're starting to come further and further south. Their numbers are up conservatively threefold. Some estimates are fivefold. I'm now digressing. I've got to move quicker to calls. Okay, Mike, so long story short, you're supposed to call the police when the raccoons are assaulting you. Sounds like you live in a suburb, quasi-rural area. Tell us where you live. Finish the story.
Orange County, New York, and you're kind of on the right track. A friend police officer comes out, and, you know, we tell him about the story and stuff, and you know what he recommends? Something you didn't discuss, but a CB-22. And if come to find out, it's totally legal because there's no gunpowder in it. It's just primer, and it doesn't exceed 700 feet per second, which is coming up in the trial. And, you know, the ironic thing about this is this cop, I'm so angry at, is that he came up and lied, that he didn't have any idea what I was talking about. He didn't recall the incident, so on and so forth, to save his butt, so to speak. Anyways, the story evolves how I got arrested. I killed probably 30 woodchucks, took two shots, typically. But on this one afternoon, the same neighbor that was there while this officer instructed me and said, why don't you just shoot him, Mike? You're a good shot, aren't you? I said, of course, Pete. I said,
well, how did you get arrested for shooting stupid woodchucks?
Yeah, exactly. So, the neighbor got mad after a 12-hour work day. I was working around my house at 7 o'clock in the evening. I see this woodchuck up here, so I shoot him. And I got him right in the head. I know. I come outside. I said, Jim, my next-door neighbor, did you see the woodchuck? He says, what? He says, I just shot a woodchuck. He says, you promised never to shoot it when my kids were at home. I said, what are you talking about? And he promptly went inside his house.
Let me ask you a question. Over. Are you in a rural area, quasi?
Semi-rural.
Yeah, listen, I've seen cases now. I've seen two in the last three or four months where people live on the edge of the country. They've lived there for years, and they shoot a deer, or in one case, a guy ran over one and thought, well, I just killed it. I'll go butcher it, which actually makes a lot of sense. In some areas, they take, you know, the fresh roadkill and feed it to the homeless. It's good meat. And now if people see you butchering a deer, they call the police. And even though it's not illegal, they arrest you and say it's disturbing the peace. These idiots go to the store, buy meat. I saw this a few years ago. I was out fishing, and I was at the boat dock. I'd come back from fishing, back when I had a little time to do such things, and there was a fisherman there cutting up a bunch of catfish and bass, and he had an electric knife. And I saw these trendies go by, I guess down to the sailboat area, and they were like, oh, my gosh, oh, he's cutting fish up. Ooh. I mean, they're so domesticated. They don't know where electricity comes from. They don't know where the meat in the store with a saran wrap on it comes from. I've seen cases where people have seen their neighbor skinning squirrels they went and shot legally. And then they call the police on them, calling it animal cruelty. I mean, I remember my grandpa routinely would walk out in the backyard, shoot a squirrel, skin it in about a minute, and go in and cook it as a little side dish to what my grandma would make. And to the average person, that is weird. To the average person, it is weird and like abusive to have deer hanging up. I mean, that's what humans do. We'd be a lot healthier if we actually did hunt and butcher stuff ourselves. These people are crazy. They're crazy. Raccoon pot roast. I don't think that would be too good. Talk about gaming. But I'll tell you, in the Great Depression, even middle class people had to. There were times there wasn't even meat at the store. Or you couldn't afford it, and there were almost no raccoons, possums, or deer left in East Texas, where my dad's family's from, at the end of the Depression, because they'd eaten them. And I'm like some barbarian creature, and I'm not even good at chopping up a deer perfectly like my dad or my uncle can do. I mean, I know how to do it because I've done it a few times, but it's kind of like you just let your kid be lazy. Like, oh, Alex, you shot 3 deer today? Well, that's what I could shoot this year, and they all came by. Okay, you got to help us. And, you know, halfway into one, I, like, wander off into the cookhouse, and my dad's out there field dressing it all and then chopping it all up, and a side issue. Ah, boy, I need to be arrested. I'm bad. Let's go ahead and talk to Fred in Wisconsin. Thanks for holding, Fred. You're on the air.
No problem. Hey, Alex. It's your friend, the SOPA protester. We talked a few months ago.
Yes, sir.
The reason I'm calling is I wanted to know, did you see this video that was released of the autistic child that was shot 31 times for not removing his coat?
Yeah, in fact, I mentioned it yesterday, and people would think that I try to make the system look bad, but most of the time I don't even use the information I've got against the system because I've already looked at it, and it's so depressing to watch that I then don't even play it on the air. That's what I'm saying. If I'm guilty of anything, it's holding back. Guys, will you cue up the video of the autistic child being shocked? We had it up at Infowars.com, but I'm going to have that reposted there on the site. Because there is an epidemic of torture and what they call pain compliance. And so we'll play that after the break. But give us your take on that.
Well, you know, I watched this, and this is because he wouldn't remove his coat. And all I could think was, this is my brother. This is my sister. They'd be lucky if they got this guy in court before I got to him. Because it made me so angry. I mean, 31 times. This is torture, and the kid's autistic, you know, so they bring him to the hospital.
No. Torture is now legal. They call it pain compliance. The courts have ruled. They can break arms. They can kill you. And again, it's really illegal, but the crazy scum are just normalizing it. Do you see what's happening?
They're laughing while they're doing it, and this center is still open. Why isn't this guy's face on a 2012 poster? Why isn't this all over the media? You know, they're covering the story in Florida.
I've got footage of them breaking protesters' arms now. They are trained not to break your arm. I mean, HBO shows little girls engaging in fellatio on television. I mean, and then the media says we're bad for not liking it. Anything else you want to add?
It's just sick. It's always fun to hear from you, Alex.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, we'll actually come back and play part of that torture. Well, it's not torture, it's freedom.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
There's a woman in the night. She's got a baby in her hands. Yeah, she hates the life. Yeah, there's one more kid that'll never get to go to school, never get to have a good life, never get to be cool.
People sleeping in their shoes.
You know what blows me away about pain compliance? They just renamed torture pain compliance. And Homeland Security, of course, 3 years ago, had meetings and proposed fitting everyone who gets on an airplane at the airport at the TSA molestation slave training facility with a taser bracelet. Now, already with the masses of brain-damaged and neurologically harmed children, the little dungeons they have for them at the public schools get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And so all over the country, they have them fitted with these taser belts and taser bracelets. And they have the restraint chairs. And if you don't follow any order they give you, you are tortured, in this case, for 7 hours. And when it's on the news, they're like, it's controversial. No, it's illegal. You're just power grabbing. You're just training us that we have no rights. You're training us that we're slaves. You're training us you can do whatever you want. And I've seen federal and state courts rule police can taser you to make you answer questions or urinate in a cup. Those are real cases. Look them up. One case they tortured a guy, what was it, 8 times to make him answer questions? What happened to the Fifth Amendment? This is like North Korea, what they're trying to do. They're trying to have this revolution against our republic and common sense and due process in the name of safety. But the greatest danger is a government that acts like this. And it's happening. Everything our forebears warned us of. And so here's a child being tortured for not taking his coat off, autistic, probably by all the vaccines. It's mainly boys because their blood-brain barrier isn't as strong. They don't doubt it's exploding. They just say, keep taking the shots, everything's fine. And that's not enough. Now they're going to taser him over and over and over and over again. And this is the mainlining of it, where we're animals that get cattle prodded if we don't do what we're told. Police say, license or registration? No. Bzz, do it till I tell you. Give it to me now. Bzz. This is what they're telling him to do. It's about they're the boss. And now the cops are like, you can't go in the city council building at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, it says public building. I got a gun right here, pal. Get your InfoWars reporters and get out of here. Let's go. I mean, this is the essence of tyranny, and they're going to take your bank accounts, devalue your dollar. See, with all this tyranny, they're setting this tyranny up because they're going to hurt everybody. You understand? People are like, oh, I don't care if they're doing that to people. Ah, so what? They want to hurt you, too, because they like it. And a lot of these cops aren't even bad people. They just believe, well, I'm allowed to taser you for no reason because I'm in charge. Let's go ahead and go to part of this local Fox News clip on this report. Here it is.
The public can see for itself what these controversial electric shocks look like in use.
No, 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 no,
no, no, no,
dramatic video of New York.
This man is on a rack like they had in dungeons 800 years ago. It's a little controversial, but, hey, you know, it's needed. Let's cut to a prison school. That's what they are, with a guy on a rack. And they tortured him for 7 hours. And they just, it's just like, up next, HBO shows six-year-old girls performing fellatio. Again, it's just all psychological warfare. And they admit it is. It's just getting you ready. And now they're like, well, we are actually looking at releasing a bioweapon to kill most people. And the media's like, maybe it's needed. If it's trendy, I mean, again, this is the Twilight Zone. This. Go back to it, because the real torture's about to begin. Go ahead.
Dramatic video of New York teenager Andre McCollins, restrained face down, a helmet on his head, screaming for help. The Judge Rotenberg Center calls it treatment.
Help! 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 Help!
I was shot number 16 or 17. 31 that day.
As McCollins' attorney just described, the teenager was shocked 31 times in all that day in 2002. McCollins is suing the Canton-based center, calling it torture. Lawyers for the center and its clinicians say McCollins needed aversive therapy because he was aggressive.
These are dramatic tapes. There's no question about that. But the treatment plan...
All right, we're going to go to break and come back. But the point is, this is being done in schools everywhere, not just this facility. So they tell parents, don't spank your children, don't be in charge when they're little, so then they're out of control. Well, now you put them in torture chairs. See how they do this? The state says don't spank your child or we'll take them, but we're going to shock them. See how that works?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
No, it's not America. When all over the country, citizens are arrested for videotaping police in public and kept, juries are finding them guilty and sending them to prison. We die for the system. They know what they're doing. And they're doing it in our face. Just like yesterday. By the way, have you talked to McBreen? Are we going to get an update from them in the third hour? Chris? Because as I announced yesterday, we're going to have them back on the show today. So when I said we're not having guests, that's not really entirely completely true. We announced on the radio yesterday that we'll get another update from them and on the nightly news and, of course, on Monday here in studio up there in Georgia, where the gentleman kept beating them in court, dealing with the chickens that he had on his little farm, but they showed him he's dead now. And when our crew got there and tried to go on the city council, the police pulled up and acted like they were criminals and said, turn your cameras off, and said, you're not allowed in there. And, of course, we could have forced the issue and gone in, and then heaven knows what would have happened. Because here are a couple articles, speaking of tasering children. Georgia man sues the police. Here's another one. Georgia man says autistic son tasered. They also then charged the guy with a whole bunch of felonies, but a jury did not convict him. A Georgia father said Monday that he was outraged over police use of a taser against his son. The man said the son suffers from autism and officers knew it. Another one of the vaccine damaged. Well, see, the problem is that the vaccine didn't kill him. I mean, that's the problem. So he's got to be tasered. The incident was captured on police dash cam video. The video was presented in a Cherokee County courtroom. His son, J.D. Moran, said multiple officers surrounded him, cuffed him to the ground, and then tasered him. Well, yeah, like, the person's not resisting. He's leaving. They want to show him he shouldn't have said something to John Kerry. And so he's got his hands there up, like, why are you doing this? Why did you tackle me? Why are you grabbing me? And he just says, don't taser me, bro. And they're like, we're going to. This is our power. The globalists put cancer viruses on our shots and fluoride in our water. They like killing us, and we like killing you. Now have some voltage. And because tasers aren't killing enough people, they've upped the power. And they say they're going to up it again. They're just going to be upping it and upping it to, like, yeah, you die sometimes if we do it, but you want to take that risk? Do what we say. Do what we say. And as society degenerates, it's not just the police that are degenerating. It's everything. It's going to get crazier and crazier. And it's on the tape that they tackled him, jumped on him. You know, he had the handcuffs already on. And then they charged him with resisting because they wanted to taser him to show him a little lesson. And then it's like, oh, and you assaulted us. We're going to put some felonies on you. But the video doesn't show that. So they're like, oh, gee, I wish that taser was maybe five times more powerful. Then there wouldn't need to be a trial, would there? But, hey, there's people above you that like to kill, too. Don't worry. And they are. It goes on. Parents of autistic boy who was tasered questioned police actions. And here's another one. 12-year-old autistic boy was shot last month with a police stun gun at the Hawthorne Middle School. Accused police officials, not servants, officials, kings, on Monday, removing their son from school in handcuffs days after the incident and subjecting him to interrogation in retaliation for a misconduct complaint the family had filed, on top of now the tasering. All right, let's go to your phone calls. I got a bunch of news I will get to. Let's go ahead and go to Smedley. I love that name. In Montana. Go ahead.
Howdy there, Alex. Greetings from a beautiful big sky day here in Montana. Sorry, I don't know my FEMA region right now. I'd like to think of it as the state of Montana for now anyway.
Yeah, what FEMA region? But we should point out under the globalist and the NAU, they do say we're already in the global region system, and this is not the United States officially. So what?
Oh, exactly.
What region? Guys, pull up 10 FEMA region map, and I can tell him what region he is in. Sorry, go ahead, caller.
I was going to do that later. But I wanted to tell you about a couple things, Alex. First of all, I really enjoyed the video, the recent one with Sean Stone. I just think that's really an excellent collaborative effort between you guys. And the funny one that was a while back, just your staff, Aaron Dyke, Darren McGreen, Rob Dupe, just really think you have a dream team staff going right there in the fight against tyranny, Alex, and just want to give those guys a little credit too. But I had one thing I wanted to tell you about was some Ron Paul supporters from up here in Montana. I saw a poster of this Wesley Clark speech that he was coming, and they had talking points on there, and they made it look like he was going to, we're going to tell the real truth about 9/11, and I don't think we were told the real truth on that. And other things on their other talking points, I can't remember them all now. Oh, about, you know, we were going to attack these countries in this certain order. So I thought, this could be real interesting. So a lot of us went, and they said that there was going to be a question and answer period with him. And So there really wasn't. It was three students, chosen students. They got up there. And let me tell you about this speech, okay? So he gets up there and he gives the speech, and afterwards the students give him just lob softballs to him. I mean, there was no questions about the NDAA or wars without congressional approval. You know, these were just little softball questions anyway. But this is what the speech was like, Alex. It was absolutely, you could tell, he was 100% just New World Order all the way, because he starts out, he's telling us, it was like he had just seen your speech on democide, because he gave us about 15 points on how great the government is. Everything, they built our railroads for us, they built our highways.
Government literally is God to these people, and that's why they want to ruin our reproductive system. So you've got to go to the Government Health Bureau to have them basically turn your DNA back on to rehabilitate your fertility. And they've said that was their plan in all their policy reports. It's all a scientific dictatorship using Kim Kardashian and all these diversions to distract people from the real world. Great points. Good to hear from you. By the way, you're in FEMA Region 8. We'll put that back up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv members. There is the 10 FEMA regions, and the globalists break every other country into 10 sub-districts as well. And the world is broken into, quote, 10 kingdoms, according to the Club of Rome and UN. Of course, we also read that in the Bible. They model it after that, the 10 horns. In fact, let's put the map back up for radio listeners, and I'll tell folks what if you're up in the extreme northeast, Maine, down to Massachusetts, a little bit below, you are in one. New York has its own region along with Rhode Island. You are in number two. Pennsylvania down into Virginia and West Virginia is FEMA region number three. If you are in the deep south, Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Kentucky, you are in FEMA region four. If you're in Kansas or if you're in Missouri or surrounding areas, you are in FEMA region seven. If you are in Texas, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, you are in FEMA region six. And if you are up there in the mountain and northern states, in that area, FEMA region eight. California, Nevada, and Arizona are FEMA region nine. And of course, then you have Idaho, and you have Washington and Oregon and Alaska in FEMA region 10. And Hawaii is also part of FEMA region 10 under the Emergency War Powers Act restructuring of 1933 and other declarations of the private banks over the United States, who now publicly have dominated and bankrupted Europe and are busy bringing in austerity to bankrupt and impoverish the public. So they're too busy trying to find food than to fight back. So the social engineers can roll in with welfare payments if they'll take the vaccines to soft kill their families. Okay, continuing here as we report on the global offensives against humanity. Reporting from FEMA Region 6. Yeah, I used to run liners like 10 years ago about deep behind enemy lines, FEMA Region 6. And I'd get program directors of affiliates going, what is this, behind enemy lines? Or are you saying America's the enemy? Region 6? What is this stuff? And we'd play a clip from Red Dawn. Guys, YouTube Red Dawn radio transmission, something like that. And it's like, hi, this is, you know, transmitting from, you know, the free area into the Soviet occupied area. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. Puts out some codes for, you know, special forces behind enemy lines, and then says, and remember, if you're on or behind enemy lines, this song is for you. And then they go into the music. We need to get that liner back. That used to be in the computer up there, John. And just for some reason, it just disappeared out of the system. But I want to get that clip from Red Dawn, and you play that going out of the break with music. It sounds pretty powerful, because that's what we're actually doing. I mean, that's what this is. But see, it's a psychological warfare takeover. So all the regular institutions and things are still there, but it's a creeping takeover, you see, which is much harder to beat than a bunch of Soviets parachuting out of the sky. So, I mean, it's not a joke I come to you from behind enemy lines. I'm an occupied former republic. We are The banks admit, the big mega banks, they have conquered the United States. This is real. And but wait, the basketball's on. Dancing with the Stars is on. And we've got CNN. We've got the American flag everywhere. People put the American flag everywhere. And they think that means worshiping the system, crying and worshiping government and waving American flags. And it now symbolizes gullibility and that you want to be used. And if you say to one of them, hey, the troops are down to DU poisoning. Most of them don't want to be in the wars. They go, shut up, traitor. But we need to end the war. And I've seen these videos. I saw one they just released a few days ago. Adam Kokesh did, where they're talking to this woman, a Mitt Romney supporter, and they're like, but the wars are illegal and they're about resources and they're wrong. And she's like, you just hate our military. We need to support them and support the wars. And they're like, but supporting the wars doesn't support the military. The majority of the troops in major polls want to be out of these wars. And the majority of the money given to, you know, to presidential candidates is to Ron Paul. She's like, that's not true. And they're like, yeah, it's the SEC filings. No, it's not. You just hate the military. Well, actually, I was, you know, in Fallujah, the cameraman says, and was in Iraq for years as a Marine. Oh, yeah, right. And I have to know who the guy is. He was. And then, oh, yeah, the troops want the war. The troops want the war. I'm for the troops. And she's got, like, American flags festooned on her, and she's waving a big, I mean, they have no conception of reality, these people. They have no conception. They think the government and the police is America, and we're like the enemy. Government is God. Government is good, like in North Korea. Anything it does is infallible. And the cops now more and more believe this. I mean, I'm real sad that all over the country, we go places, and we try to go into city council. We try to just film on the street, and cops will walk up and go, turn it off. Get out of here. And I've actually had my reporters arrested. We're having to sue Pittsburgh. And I saw that footage in Pittsburgh of the police the day the thing had ended. They wanted to have something. So they went into the university area with people out doing studies and eating sandwiches, you know, out in the park. And they announced, get out of here. No one allowed out, period. No congregating. We have suspended regular liberties in the city. And it's like something out of a science fiction movie over loudspeakers. And so, you know, the kids start getting up and then uh-oh, they've been blocked in. They're not allowed to leave. This is a beta test. They want to see if they can have cops attack innocent people dressed up in their anonymity, you know, cloaking psycho outfits, their torturer outfits. And I've got video of just people trying to get out and women on bicycles and cops beating them. I mean, you could kill somebody just like full power with those nightsticks. Just like, you know, the type of blow you'd use to kill somebody. And people running into the dorms, and the cops went into the dorms like sharks in a feeding frenzy and were arresting the young people. And dudes up on a hilltop, and they're kettling everybody in, blocking them where they can't leave. Burma's cuts down an alleyway where we wouldn't even have the footage. And they come to do up on a hilltop, and there's a local, what was it, NBC news team. And they said, who are you with? NBC. Do you have the G20 credential? Just to be in the city. The G20, the global banker heads, they give you a credential. See, the police were under the foreign banker command. And they go, oh, okay, you can go. Well, do you have G20 credentials? And Rob's like, and we got the tape later back. His camera's still rolling. He goes, well, no, it's the First Amendment, but I'm not inside the G20. All right, on your knees. And they put bags over people's heads in the backs of flat back trucks. He goes to a military base, and there's troops with the police stomping around, making fun of people. Watching them urinate, making fun of them, people with bags on their heads. And I mean, it was all, and the cops were like crazed, and the military, the hand-picked ones they'd gotten were just stomping around in the rain. They had them all tied up in the rain, getting off on stomping around and looking. It's just like hour after hour of power tripping like a child. I mean, that's the country I live in. About to walk in a suit and tie with a microphone into a big city council building, and cops pull up. Who are you? Get out of here. You're not going in there. Because they had, I guess, intelligence. I mean, I announced my guys were going about the death of this guy. You're not going in there. No, you're not allowed to. Well, what's the law? It just doesn't matter. Just get out of here. Just following orders, pal. I mean, that is bona fide naked tyranny. Okay, I'm going to go to break, come back, go to Freedom Fighter, Mark, Pete, Justin, Max. I'll get to all of you here. Briefly, it is your funding of our operation that makes this broadcast possible, but that's not the main reason that you need to get involved in this. That's just a caveat. The Alex Pack, which is the Healthy Start Pack, has the Tangy Tangerine and just the other incredible things that you know, the top developers of these systems recommend, like Dr. Joel Wallach. The Tangy Tangerine is just incredible, but you can also get it by itself. And our listeners get discounts when you sign up to be a distributor at InfoWarsTeam.com. And I have lost now over 40 pounds on this. I mean, I was really fat, as you know, and working out and all the rest of it did not really help because I just didn't have the minerals I needed. And now, used to, I would eat like two plates of barbecue. I don't even eat a half plate of it now. Used to, I'd eat a whole steak and then want to order another. Now I eat half the steak and, you know, take the rest home. Now I, you know, eat half a bowl of pasta in a salad. I don't want three bowls of pasta. It's because I'm getting the minerals I need. Beyond Tangy Tangerine, InfoWarsTeam.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Our reporters, and there's been big developments in Roswell, Georgia, the site of the suspicious death of an evil chicken farmer who's now dead thanks to the New World Order on Gen 21. There's been a new development with the police and others. They'll be joining us at the bottom of the next hour. Right now, let's go back to your calls. Freedom Fighter in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, here in Austin on May 12th, hopefully we will elect Clay Defoe mayor. Clay Defoe is a longtime Ron Paul enthusiast who has been continually embarrassing the entire Austin City Council.
Sir, I'm sorry, I can't understand you, and I appreciate your call. Your phone's distorted. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Nevada. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, it's good to talk to you, brother. I am pissed, okay? I'm originally from Canada, and I immigrated here. I'm in FEMA Region 9 in Nevada. It's such a police state here, it makes me sick. I had a vaccine injury, Alex, in Canada, okay? The thing almost killed me. The doctors abandoned me. Everybody.
My uncle was almost killed by a tetanus shot. My mother never got sick, took a flu shot, and almost killed her. Like 10 years ago, because she was going to do a triathlon and wanted to do it a month before she... I mean, it's dead. They're killing us. They admit the flu shot gives you the flu, and they admit it never protects you from the next flu, and it reduces your immunity and gives you Alzheimer's on record. But they say it doesn't give you autism, though. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Alex, the day I watched the groundbreaking show with you and Jesse Ventura on conspiracy theory, and I use that title, that show, very loosely. That show is all facts. It was like watching exactly what happened to me. I couldn't believe others were suffering.
For those that don't know, Homeland Security threatened True TV. There was a bunch of behind-the-scenes stuff I can't talk about. But they pulled it from television because it normally airs more than 50 times over the next year. It aired once, the police state episode that I, of course, was instrumental in engineering. I mean, I had the biggest footprint in it of any of the shows I've consulted on or been in. And so tell us what happened to you.
Well, pretty much, if you go in there and, you know, I'm 35 years old. I'm a few years younger than you, and I missed the hepatitis B vaccine in high school. I just went in for a checkup. And these nurses, this lady looked like Nurse Ratched, okay? She was like the most evil. I should have got a hint right there. And she's telling me, okay, we can vaccinate you today. And I thought I missed a mandatory vaccine. Big, huge posters, Alex, saying hepatitis B vaccine. It's safe. It's safe. Okay, I'm not a homosexual. I'm not an intravenous drug user. I'm not at risk. Okay, I got a kid. I'm a single parent.
Since they began inoculating, everybody's getting it. But so what happens? They give you the shot that they give babies, part of their brain-damaging regimen. They put them on at birth. What happened next?
Right. I almost dropped dead. My whole body went hypersensitive. As you know, it's a three-shot series. The first shot, all my skin went red. I was just fatigued. I had joint pain.
They told you that there wasn't the shot that did it.
You got it, sir. It was a coincidence.
And it's not torture to break people's arms, to make them answer questions, or to taser five-year-olds. It's not torture. We should all wear taser bracelets when we fly. Homeland Security's looking at me. That's freedom. I appreciate your call, extremist. I mean, you know, I am the bad man. HBO, what they're doing, I guess I'm evil because I think HBO is doing bad things. By the way, see how we're conditioned? Nobody's even calling in upset about HBO. You know what HBO's doing? If you just joined us, I'll tell you when we come up in the next hour. Cover a bunch of news and your calls.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.